Good evening. Everybody hear me okay?
Yay,
I know. Michelle, would you lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance?
Ready to begin.
Let the record show that Natalie Lopiccolo is not here today. And we'll open with public comments. Don't trip.
Speaking to the CSD and members here, again, being president of the Redwood Historical Society, and a wannabe historian, I want to give you a little bit of history about something first. Traditionally, the last half a dozen years, the Wrightwood Methodist Church has put on the pancake breakfast during and before the car show on third Saturday of August. And traditionally, the county of San Bernardino has not charged the Methodist Church for this activity, to use this building or to use the kitchen for that activity. So we would like the CSD to take into consideration the possibility of continuing that, no charge for the Wrightwood Methodist Church for the pancake breakfast on car show day.
Thanks very much.
Hi, Cynthia Beal. I have several questions. I will keep it under 3 minutes. So, my first one is we have our wonderful recording secretary here, and I'm sure we all appreciate her help, but I'm sure she comes at a price. Is there any intention for the board to replace her so that we can pay a lower fee?
Well, I'm sure she's great. Looking forward to being
Well, then I take that back. Thank you. My second point is, previously, I'm sure the CSD did not charge themselves property, or the county didn't charge themselves property tax for the use of this building. Will we, the owners, now be charged property tax for the use of this facility?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that,
no.
But I don't believe so, right?
No.
I don't think so.
Or Al?
Just because you're a government entity.
Right.
Okay, great. My third one is...
Thank you, Steve.
Transparency. When will the transcript of the closed session be available, if at all?
I don't believe it is available at all. What happens is after the closed session, we come out of that and announce whatever action there is, if any.
Okay, thank you. And then my last one is... I know that LA County residents paying the $83 per household trash dump card fee is kind of an issue, and I'm hoping that myself and that we do not have to pay their $83 per household for them at all.
That would be illegal.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Hello, I'm Vicki Reinick, and today I'm wearing my Lions hat. I wanted to put it on record that it was the Timberline Lions that built this building, and we gave the building to the county. And the county, under the supervisor's position, gave us a little discount for rent, but we were always fighting for that. We felt because we gave the building to them that we should be considered a nonprofit and receive better rates. So I hope you will consider that in the future. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
What year was that? This building?
Well, it's on the plaque.
Black Red from the floor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
R-I-N-E-K.
most of us came along.
No other public comments?
Yeah.
Let's move to item four, discussion of possible action regarding district insurance. I can comment on that. We've turned everything in to the insurance company, and we're waiting for them to get back to us with a quote. They have a lot of forms and a lot of things to fill out. That's all into them, and it's just up to them to check with the underwriters and get us that quote. Any public comments on that?
Is that getting a second quote or getting a quote from them?
We're just getting a quote from them.
Okay.
Right. I hope to have it by the end of the week. We'll see. Item five, discussion and possible adoption of resolution authorizing the acceptance of real property interest from the County Service Area 56. And I have a resolution here from Steve to accept that. And I would like you guys to take a look at this. It's just all the deeds. All right. Hi, Steve.
Welcome.
No.
We are looking at the resolution that you gave us right now.
Okay. On Friday evening, I received from the Real Estate Services Department the deeds that are included in the agenda materials. So in order for those deeds to be recorded, the board needs to adopt a resolution of acceptance, which includes the certificate of acceptance, etc., back of that resolution. Once the board has made taken that action, then I'll have the board president execute both of those documents, and then we can get that recorded, and then the properties will transfer to CSA 56 to the CSA.
So do we need a motion to?
Yes.
Okay. There is one thing that was in here that I think is a mistake. Can you take a look at this, Steve?
Yeah,
I don't think it matters, but
no, that'll need to change. Yeah,
you'll need to change that.
Yeah, Steve, we'll have to have the certificate of acceptance will need to be attached to each one of the documents. So I'll have
okay.
to prepare originals for each one.
Okay.
Once the resolution is adopted, then I can plug in all of the blanks on this document.
Okay.
And then make that change. Then I can get them over to the board president, sign them, then the originals will go with the deeds and we can get them recorded. My office is right next door to the recorder's office.
Okay. That's very nice.
They can't hear you.
Is that mic working?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. What would my motion be to
motion to adopt the resolution? And I don't know. Do we have a resolution number? Yes. We've got the ordinance number.
I think we decided what it was going to be, but I don't remember.
The ordinance is 2017-1. I don't know if your resolutions, you want to use that same nomenclature, or if you want to use something.
Yeah, I think we should use the same.
So we can call it resolution 2017-2,
right. Okay, do I have a motion for...
Can we have another couple minutes? So
yeah, of course.
While that's being done, what is the board decision with respect to the insurance?
We've turned in all the paperwork to them, and we're just waiting for the underwriters to get back to them. I hope it to be later this week.
Because if you recall, that's something that Snow Line School District has requested as part of your extension of the term on the option.
Right.
So once we get that, we need to provide that to Snow Line. That also is a factor on item number 6 of the agenda.
Okay.
Excuse me, the microphones may be on, but you're not all talking in the microphones, so you're not hearing it back here.
Sorry about that.
I wanted to, when we're, everybody looked at it, I wanted to just hear some comments from Steph and Jessica. She's had the most interaction in this area. So, no pressure.
Really? I'm just making sure they're all there.
Great.
Yeah, good.
Wes, question. Now that Steve is here, after this resolution is going to be resolved,
microphone.
Can we go back to the...
John, could you please use the microphone?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'll just sit
on. Once you get done with that resolution, can we both go back to item number 4? Now that Steve is here, about the insurance, would that be timely?
Well, I did go over it. It's everything's been turned in for a quote on the insurance, and we're waiting for their underwriters to get back to them. I hope it to be later this week. I hope it to be.
Thank you.
Chuck, do you want to come to the...
Yeah. I just wanted to know what deeds that we're talking about. I'm not sure, you know, the park, I figure, but what are the other deeds that we're talking about on this resolution? Thank you.
The deeds are typically, and this is the case here, are
pick up a little bit there.
So the deeds are written with legal descriptions, and so it is important that the legal descriptions be reviewed to make sure that one, that it is property that is in the name of CSA 56, and that the descriptions have been accurately drafted. I don't know if now is the time to do that. I don't know if there is anyone that whether there is a real estate someone or an appraiser or surveyor or someone that would need to go through the documents, you know, perhaps another community volunteer would be willing to do that. I don't know if that's something that the board may want to do, just to make sure. There has been some offline concerns that have been raised by the LAFCO executive officer regarding title insurance on some of these properties. And that is something that has not been obtained, and so that may be something that the board may want to consider too. CSA 56 has indicated that they will not pay for any title insurance, that's typically the duty and obligation of the grantee. So that may be something that the board wants to consider as well. Another idea is, since you do not have insurance yet, there may be some strategies to not yet taking, at least not recording. You can certainly take action on the resolution of acceptance, but maybe not recording those documents at this point in time, since you currently lack insurance to cover those properties.
Why such an oblique non-answer to such a straightforward question?
Microphone.
Well, it...
My question is, why such an oblique non-answer to Chuck's very clear question?
Well, it reads something like this. It says, For example, it says all the portion of tract 3237, Brightwood Business Block, as recorded in map book 43, pages 43 and 44, and it goes on and on like that.
That's fine. I think if that's the way you feel it's appropriate to answer Chuck's question, then if you feel that there's a need to do so, maybe that would be the way. But a direct answer would be appreciated.
Well, I think that's what Steve was saying, is that a real estate person could put this in a better format than this sort of legalese that he was trying to explain, because it's written like this.
You didn't see my point, though, don't you?
Not entirely.
We all feel this way. We're kind of here listening to the murmuring. Just answer it.
Do you want to come up to the microphone if you have a question? Do you want to come up to the microphone? Okay. I would like to make a motion that we review these documents and also see if we can get a professional to also, I don't know if we're going to do the surveys, but review them with us. All the exhibits are Exhibit A, with no real attachment to the grant deed. I can see the survey for the skate park in here, but it doesn't specifically ever name the skate park. I have some questions about it. So is that a possibility? Can we table it to the next meeting?
Yes.
That is so clear.
Yes. I hope that's clear.
Well, do we want to table it, or do we want to take action to have somebody have a look at it and maybe?
I'm not sure we have the funds. Do we have the funds right now to do the survey? But I think.
Well, I don't know if we need a survey. We need somebody to interpret this for us and put it on a map, and so we can look at it.
Interpretation.
I would just like us to, make sure we're off on the right foot of transparency and not making mountains out of molehills. We're a small town. I think this is something we can accomplish.
I mean, I would like to see some sort of action to have a realtor take a look at this.
Okay.
And interpret this for us, and maybe get their advice on maybe we should get title insurance. I think that's a good idea, because that clears up a lot of.
So in the issue of title insurance, I believe the only asset, well, you're right, we need to investigate that, but I believe the only asset that we have that really might qualify for title insurance is the parking lot, because there are other entities using the parking lot. In the other assets, we don't have other government agencies or private entities also using those assets, unless there's something that I'm missing.
Okay. Well, let's have a motion to investigate this further and have a realtor take a look at it.
I will second that motion.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Okay.
It would be great if we could keep the discussion to a minimum in the audience. Thank you.
A discussion of possible adoption of, I got that already, sorry. Discussion of possible action regarding services agreement with the county service area 70. This is concerning our pending agreement with Shannon, right, Steve?
Okay, so this agreement is approved by County Council.
Yeah.
And it would be an agreement with CSA 70, under which CSA 70 would provide an employee that they would dedicate service for the district here. The terms of that are 18 hours, a maximum of up to 18 hours per week, to be mutually agreed upon by the district and CSA 70. Again, the district is also required to have insurance under this agreement. So under Section 7 of the agreement, would be required to have insurance, and as of now, you don't have that. So to enter into it now, you would already be in breach of the agreement.
Right.
I think that there's also perhaps some work that would still need to be done on the hours and potentially the rates. I've seen an email from Director Carroll regarding a conversation with Shannon, and that may not be consistent with what County Council has drafted in the agreement as far as what the hourly rate would be.
Do we have a copy of this agreement?
It should be. It was provided to the board president. I don't know if it was.
Yeah.
It was. I thought it was circulated.
No, I guess not. No, I didn't circulate it.
Do you have it on email?
Yeah, I can circulate
it. Did you circulate it? All right.
Yeah.
Send it right now?
Yeah.
Steve, I do not remember that email discussing the rate. Can you refresh my memory on that?
I think it was the one you sent to the board, and Steve had talked about how many hours Shannon was going to work.
I definitely discussed the hours, but I don't remember discussing the rate or a rate change.
We have 16.
I don't have my CSD email here.
Okay, well, I'll get it. Well, I mean, we certainly don't want to be in violation already of the agreement without insurance. So, what can we do on this, Steve? Can we put this on a later agenda and review then?
Sure, whatever the board wants to do.
Okay. I move that we put this on a later agenda.
And for the record, Director Carroll, the email I'm referring to is one dated July 5th, 2017. I can read it if unless there's some privacy issue that...
No.
So it says, Shannon has agreed to work 12 hours per week with the ability to work more as needed. She will do janitorial services inside the buildings only, no outdoor janitorial maintenance or groundskeeping. Her hours are, as of now, are Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, approximately 9 to 1 p.m. She accomplished billing today for $1,300 worth of rentals. We will need to each spend time taking our turn going by the buildings on Monday mornings to make sure there have not been any plumbing or other issues from the previous weekend. This took some negotiation with Shannon to get this arrangement. Thank you, Michelle, for your help with that discussion. The gap is left. That is left is outdoor and public restroom maintenance work. Shannon thought this would require 2 hours per day, 7 days a week. We will continue to collect bids for these services. So the 1,300 was what she had.
Yeah, the 1,300 were the invoices that were building up in the absence of having an administrator in the office, and so she sent out invoices for billing. Yeah. Okay. So. And I do want to make a correction if anyone out there is taking notes on those things. She has now agreed to work Monday, Wednesday, Friday, approximately 9 to 1. So don't quote that Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, because it has changed since then. But the important point, too, is that we have negotiated for 12 hours per week for her services, but we can go up to 18.
Right.
Yeah, one area that would need clarity from the county is Section 5A of the agreement that says CSA 70 shall invoice districts on a monthly basis based on its established fees as set forth in Ordinance Number SB Number 17-02, which was adopted by the Board of Supervisors on April 18, 2017. Payment shall be due to CSA 70 within 30 days of receipt by the district. So I think we would need to get clarity from the county as to what that amount is. That's not provided in the agreement. It's just incorporated by reference.
I thought that was what Jeff had quoted us at the first meeting at 16 an hour. Was that, mm-hmm. Am I remembering that incorrectly? I agree it needs to be in writing, but I thought it was Jeff who said that.
He did.
Yeah,
he
that's
did.
A really good point, and that should probably be hardwired into the document rather than incorporated by reference. Another document that the CSA 70 would have total control over.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Right. Steve, do we need a motion to, or do we just skip it and then we do nothing, and then it just goes on the agenda later on.
Yeah, we can talk about, you can take no action, and we can talk about it under future agenda items, or you can move forward.
Okay, I think we just don't take any action on it for now. Any discussion? Any public comment on it? Okay. Item 7, discussion and possible action regarding cleaning and maintenance of district facilities.
The Grizzly has been donating a lot of time to our public restroom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
An incredible amount of time.
Yeah. All weekend long. And also for the Vivian Knoll Park.
Yep.
You upgraded that. And
we cleaned up. On Wednesday, I had two of the guys and myself, we went through and cleaned all the weeds and did all the grass trimmings and
it looks great,
all the weed eating.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it does. So hopefully we'll get some direction amongst us on what we're going to do moving forward.
Thanks for all that work.
Any public discussion on that?
I'd like to.
Okay.
I would like to put it on the record that the CSD are all volunteers. They are unpaid. That Mr. Zuber has offered to pay for microphones for everybody so that we can actually hear them as well as fixing the speakers. That Leo, I can't say your last name, Horlick. Mr. Horlick has paid other people with his own money to clean our parks and our bathrooms for the last week, as well as going out there to work for himself. I want that on the minute, and I want to say thank you very much for your community spirit, all of you. I know you're working more than 15 hours a week right now trying to manage all this paperwork and all this documentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I would just like to mention really quick, I don't want to leave Dusty out. She's really contributed a lot to the audio system. These are her cables right here.
Go ahead, John.
Go ahead, John.
I just wanted to add to that. I noticed as I came in the building here, and I know we had mountaineer days over the weekend, but the trash can right out here in front is overflowing with trash all around the ground.
Well, Leo, I take it all.
We did get all the other trash cans cleaned up today. We missed that one. But thank you. We
need to get moving on getting a full-time or part-time person to clean the outside of the facility.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you so much for donating your time, talent, money. Leo, that's awesome. And as far as the groundskeeping care, I myself partially completed a master's gardening course down below, and I know someone in here who completed it. And I would be interested in volunteering my time to help with maintenance of the bedding flowers and replacing them. And I couldn't come up with any money, but I definitely have knowledge and labor, and I would love to. I'd love to be a part of that.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Item 8, discussion of possible action regarding park repairs. There's just been a couple of things that have been done. The skate park, the gate got repaired over there. Looks great. We also fixed the light bulb in the parking lot. Just trying to identify things that just have sort of gone unnoticed. So if anybody notices anything like that, please let me know. Any public comments on that? Come to the mic, please.
From last week.
Your name, please, sir?
Louis Callahan. Has anybody checked in for if there's any water leaks or anything in the room? There was some water.
Yes.
Has anybody checked into that?
Yes.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, thank you.
Who wants to
try? Leo, go ahead.
Yeah.
Leo's been all over that.
It's on now. So on the water leaks, we had a bill. Let me just follow up from last week. We had a bill of $843 for 1 month. Come to find out, after talking with the water department, the valve that was adjacent to this building right here was unlocked, and it's on three or four nights. Somebody had turned them on all night. So that was turned off, and there was some manifolds inside the building. I was talking to Shannon about this last week, and the backflow of some sort on the sprinklers, all the water was coming back inside the building. So that's another thing. So I've got a note into Jim Cowan. Cowan is on vacation. I've asked him to see if he could work with us on the bill, and I'll get a resolution on that when he gets back on the 17th of this month. So that's where we're at. So I've also adjusted the sprinklers. The sprinklers are going on two schedules, one at 2 a.m. and one at 3 a.m. I moved them all at 6 a.m. So we just have one schedule, because when I was out there mowing the yards, I was literally squashing in the grass because there was a lot of puddles and all that stuff. So we'll just keep an eye on it. And I think it's we're on a good track right now, but we just need to have some oversight on it. So,
Leo, would you tell everybody about the refrigerator repair? I know it's a small thing, but I think it's typical.
So the refrigeration, the three door cooler that's in there, I've got a bill for $1,400 to repair it.
So it was a quote, right, from the county.
Yeah, the county gave us is to fix it. So in the interim, I had a local refrigeration guy, he took a look at it and he was able to repair it. I don't know how long that's going to go, but for our budget, I think $187 was a lot better than $1,415. But that's not guaranteed, but it could go out next month. But he's already gave me a quote to fix it, and it's like $100 or $200 less than this number. So I just wanted to address that, because we had to, I took it upon myself, we need a refrigeration unit for mountaineering days. I don't know who's going to use it, and we had a hot cooler back here. So I called Wednesday, he was here Wednesday afternoon, met with you, and took care of it. But the fins in the back of that cooler was an inch thick of dirt.
Which just points out, the county really did not do proper maintenance on that. It should be on a normal maintenance schedule, just like an air conditioner, anything commercial like that. You clean it out every once a quarter, once every 6 months, something like that.
So those are the little things that each one of us, and we're going to ask the community if you guys could help us out. We're here as one team here to help address and fix things. So we wanted to make sure as a board to make sure it was nice and clean for mountaineering days, the parks, and I wanted to have refrigeration up and running, because I just didn't want to come Monday morning and say, how come this wasn't fixed or that wasn't fixed. So as what we knew was taken care of and fixed.
Thank all right? You.
Yeah,
you.
It's excellent.
And now it's locked, right?
Oh, yes. So Shannon showed me the keys to that lock for that faucet. Okay. So that faucet is locked.
Oh.
Not outside. So that was locked on Wednesday when I met up with her. So,
where are those keys, by
the way? Well, your keys or my keys?
No, I just am trying to collect all the keys.
Okay. They're inside that building over there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Item 9, discussion of possible action regarding Mountaineer Days. So how does everybody think Mountaineer Days went?
I see Renee in the audience. Would you like to come up and say something? No, okay. We'll put you on the spot then. Anybody else?
Nobody.
Representative from Chamber?
Aha, Ben. There we go.
Hello. My name is Ben. If anybody doesn't know me.
Smith. Ben Smith.
Ben Smith. Right. As far as Mountaineer Days, we did have some issues with restrooms and that sort of trash to a couple extents. We went out and had to go get some toilet paper to keep it stocked. So there was some issues with it, and I know in one morning we saw one guy cleaning it and such, but it did back up. Carl, I believe, called in a service guy to unclog and all that sort. But it came, it went.
Okay. I'm trying to improve that next year.
Did you guys hear? Cool.
See?
So I need to go back up the mic for that.
I donated a whole bunch over there. Don't
so.
We have toilet
yeah.
paper?
Yeah. So I don't know why I didn't have.
I don't know, so I feel like we have quite a lot.
Right. I don't know. Maybe they didn't know it was there.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Access. Maybe.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, normally. It's. I mean, we're just all trying to patch in, you know, and it's not going to be smooth until we get actual dedicated people.
Right. No, we got that.
And we really rushed it. Okay. Item 10, committee reports. Now, Natalie's not here, so Steve, is this for just for the various ad hoc committees?
Yeah.
Okay, I can comment on our GM search. We're narrowing it down. We've actually had a couple of interviews. I got a couple more scheduled. We've crossed some off, and some look hopeful, and we're narrowing in on it. I feel that the GM position is key. It's absolutely key. We're all just filling in the GM position, all the board members. So we have to get that filled. That's a number one priority for me. And Natalie's doing a great job. In fact, we have an interview tomorrow. So I hope to have some good news on this in our next meeting.
So, Wes, are you interviewing for an interim GM, or are you interviewing for our ultimate?
I'm doing both. Okay. I'm doing both. In case a permanent one falls through, I have the interim, so I'm pursuing both as if they're both going to happen.
Okay.
Where is the position advertised?
I haven't
seen an advertisement.
Yeah, we haven't advertised it. I've actually got quite a few candidates, so I have not advertised for it. We received one resume that somebody sent in, but. We have several things we're pursuing.
Patrick Martin, would they have to legally post in order to begin that process? You can't just say, who, you know, out the air, who wants to come and do this?
Legally, it's not required that there be, that the position be flagged through some sort of public notice. The board has discretion to decide the manner in which the wishes to retain its general manager. Now, the board president doesn't have authority to go ahead and make that decision on his own. It would require a recommendation from the committee
right.
to the full board, and then the full board would act on that recommendation, and that would be done in public. But there isn't a requirement that there be public notice, and that
there is no requirement for this board to publicly announce they're accepting applications for that position.
No, there's what is required.
That was good enough. No, okay. So none of these people have an opportunity to even apply because they don't know that it's even open for application.
That's not true.
Not knocking you all, but I'm just asking.
No, that's not true. I mean,
well then.
Patrick, we've been forming the CSD for more than a year, and every single article that's been written about the formation of the CSD, it's been saying that we're going to need a general manager. And then in every meeting we've had, which are all public meetings, we've all been talking about hiring
a
general manager.
Talking about hiring a general manager, but nobody has come out and said, application now open for position.
Not a requirement.
Thank you.
So a
along those lines, just so we have this information out there. If there is somebody out there who would like to apply, how should they go about doing that at this point?
They should send a resume to me or Natalie.
And or incidentally, both. All of our email addresses,
they're all public, correct?
Yep, yep.
Okay, so all of our email addresses, so any of you that ever need to reach any of us, are our first name at rightwoodcfc.org. So Wes is Wes at rightwoodcfc.org, and it follows for each person.
Yeah, if somebody does want to apply, I mean, we've made no secret that we're really hunting down a GM. Really, it's been a secret. No.
Quick question. About the interview process, isn't that supposed to be in public, or how does that work?
And the board, if that's the manner in which the board decides to make the appointment, it could interview in public. It's not, again, not a legal requirement. The position, the general manager position, is statutory, so the board is required to hire a general manager. But beyond that, there is no legal requirement as to how that appointment would be made.
Do we, as a board, have to make those decisions, or does the ad hoc committee make those?
The ad hoc committee has no authority to make that decision. The ad hoc committee would make a recommendation to the board, and then the board would make that decision, and it would be a decision that would be made at a public meeting, so it would not be made behind the scenes, so it would have to be agendized and then notice given, an opportunity for the public to participate in that process. But beyond that, beyond the Brown Act requirements, there are no additional requirements with respect to the manner in which the board would vet the candidates and then make the final appointment.
It's just that we have to agree on what process we're going to use.
The board would agree on both the process and the final decision.
Correct. Okay. Is that something we should do this evening then, to talk about the process, or?
Well, I mean, the process was that we have an ad hoc committee investigate, mm-hmm. and interview, which is what we've been doing.
And so the ad hoc committee will make a recommendation to the board. If the board feels that recommendation is not adequate, then it's certainly within the authority of the board, the majority of the board, to decide, no, we don't agree with that process. We don't agree with the ad hoc committee's recommendation, and we want a formal job requirement statement to be prepared and then published or posted or however you want it to disseminate it. And then take applications that way. That's certainly within the authority of the board. It's not legally required, but it's certainly within the authority of the board. That's as part of the exercise of your discretion.
Yeah, and I want to say it's a unique position. It's a part-time position. And the board has to speak directly to the GM, and then the GM does everything. So it's a really unique position. It's not easy. If anyone wants to apply, please apply. We're looking for anyone.
So do we have a set of criteria? What I recall is that the part of the ad hoc committee was going to do was create the criteria for the job. Do we have that we could get to the public?
Yep.
So
yep.
People.
Yep.
Know? What would be the best way to go about distributing that information to the public?
Well, the criteria are
that Wes and Natalie are using to look at candidates.
Well, we could. I could distribute it on the email list. I could. We could put it on the website, I suppose.
Chamber? Who's on Facebook?
Facebook, yeah. Could put it on Facebook, yeah.
I don't know. I prepared a sign-in sheet. I don't know if it was part.
Yeah, it's up there.
And so one of the boxes that's in the sign-in sheet is. Again, it's not required that members of the public sign it if they want to participate, but if they want to put their name and email addresses or their physical address on there, there's also a box they can check to receive notices. And so if anyone that checks that box, what they are entitled to under the Brown Act is a copy of any notices that are issued by the district. That includes agendas, and that includes backup materials
that should be made available to members of the public at the same time that they're made available to the full board.
Mm, okay.
Would that be like resolutions or those
sure.
kinds of things?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Do you have a comment?
Yes, I do.
I am not enjoying having to come up here over and over again. However, the thing that I am very concerned about, and I'm familiar with this process because my father was president of the LVIA for Leona Valley for years and years and years and years. The thing that I really want to stress to you guys on the board is transparency, transparency, transparency. No nepotism, no special picks of your buddies. Because when you're not transparent, it gives rise to these fears in people. And we are a small town, and we want to have a cohesiveness, and we want to be able to trust one another. So I just wanted to really emphasize that with you, for us all to do the best we can do as a CSD and a community. We need to really be transparent with one another. And no behind-the-scenes, little back, not flying, not being, noticing other people, even outside the community, who might be good for it. I just, coming from a background and a childhood where I was steeped in this, I know that that's very important, and I really stress one person in particular that this be done. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sean Aces. Is it required only to be able to sign up one time on the sheet, or do we need to do it each time it comes up?
No, that's a good question. Under the Brown Act, if a request is made for notices, it's good for a calendar year. So it would need to be in January of next year, you would need to make that request again.
So if we got the email from Wes, then we're signed up?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so along those lines, Steve, then we... It's not when each person signs up throughout the year. We just started over once a year.
Correct.
Okay, great. And if anybody did not, we typed up that email list and then Wes used it to send out the agenda. If you expected to get it and did not, I apologize. I triple-checked everyone's email addresses. I know I had an issue with one person I already spoke to, but if you had an issue and did not get it, you can speak to me directly and I'll correct it, or sign the list again and we'll make sure that we get that fixed.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. It seemed like everything went through except for that one email address. All right. Any other committees?
Michelle, are you the one that's doing the sign-in sheet?
Well, Steve prepared the sign-in sheet.
Okay. Just in the future, you might want to put the date.
I haven't even seen it yet. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I left it. It's a template form with an area to put in the dates that can be used each time that there's a board meeting. And so all that would need to be done would be the date of the board meeting written in, or it's in electronic form.
Okay.
So if you want to,
got it. Just fields that need to be filled out.
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick, thank you for calling that
there. It's there now.
Oh, okay, thanks.
What's the two other ad hoc committees that I'm aware of that we should discuss are one, the Reserve Fund Committee, and also the Solid Waste Services Committee.
Okay.
And we briefly discussed what our progress on the Reserve Funds at the last meeting. Wes, are you interested in replacing one of those?
Well, I've spoken to Jeff Rigney. I've gone over the financials, and I'm most unhappy with them. So... I hate to. Does anybody want to be replaced? No.
No.
Well, I can step aside. I'm on plenty of other ad hoc committees.
You are.
So I mean, if Leo, you really want to?
We could go after
that.
Yeah. I mean that they. I'm trying to set up a meeting with them right now to go over it line by line. I mean, I just feel they owe me. They owe us money.
They do. Go get them, Tiger.
Yeah.
Put Wes on it.
I mean, they were throwing the Mac under the bus, which I found to be a little tasteless.
Well, I will say, based upon my history with Ellendale Community Services District and with Field and Painting Hills Community Services District, It's not uncommon. It's phenomenal.
Right.
In both instances, did require quite a bit of negotiation with the county to get the CSD the money that and other assets that that you're entitled to. With Hellendale, there was they ended up retaining more or less a forensic accountant, and that was helpful. But again, I don't. It's a decision for the board at some later date to decide whether or not you would be spending good money to go after that. But that's what they ended up doing, and maybe something for the board to consider. But if those two instances are any indication, you can anticipate some level of negotiation for those things.
Yeah, I mean they have some obvious things in there. You have professional services for $29,000, and they have other professional services for, whatever's the other, and it's a big number. It's a red flag for me. Other $12,000. What is that? And they were saying, well, this is stuff the MAC asked us to do. And well, when did they ask you to do that? Round and round and round. And then finally they said, well, it was 3 years ago. Okay, something 3 years ago appeared this year. So there's just a lot of documentation. So I'm trying to arrange a meeting with them right now. And they wanted to make it for the 26th. I told them to move it up. So, okay.
So then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that President Zuber replaces me on the Reserve Funds Ad Hoc Committee. I'll second that.
Okay. All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Motion carries. All right. What was that next?
Solid Waste Services Ad Hoc Committee.
Natalie's not here. But
I was there.
Okay.
Steve was there also.
Yeah.
It was a very productive conversation for about an hour. If you want to leave this conversation.
Well, so we met with an San Bernardino County Solid Waste Division, and we tried to drill down into the actions that have been taken with respect to the dump carts for 2017-2018 in particular. And then there were some members from the recycling team there that were also indicating what the CSD would need to do moving forward in your recycling efforts. But for my purposes anyways, given that we've heard from LAFCO, you have an August 10 deadline to make sure that all of any property-related assessments concerning the solid waste facility fees, that they are on the tax rolls. Otherwise, that's basically devastation for this district. It was unclear whether that has been done, whether it has been referred on to the tax collector for levy. What I was subsequently able to discover going through the board supervisor's agendas for this last year was on April 18th, the Board of Supervisors adopted a fee schedule. And that fee schedule includes the 8514 amount that is essentially carried over every year and that gets put on the property tax rolls. And so it appears that the ordinance in which that amount was included, it appears that was adopted. Whether that has been shifted over to the tax collectors is unknown at this point. What that also means is that there's going to need to be further discussion with the county, since the county has levied that, to make sure that the CSD gets those money and that it's not given to the county and then we don't hear back from the county. So there's still a number of items to be discussed with the county. Following that meeting and following my research into the Board of Supervisors action, I sent an email out to both the Solid Waste Department and to LAFCO, asking the Solid Waste Department clarity as to what has been done with respect to that 8515. With LAFCO, I saw additional information concerning the 100 or so parcels in Los Angeles County that we will need, that I believe the district will need, this board will need to adopt a resolution in order to levy those properties. And so I wanted to make sure that I have all of the backup LAFCO information, the resolution that was ultimately adopted, as well as all the studies and backup material that goes with it. So I send emails to the to both those parties. I have not yet received any response. I did notice that Director Lopiccolo did send out two emails today to the LA County Solid Waste, and so I think she's seeking additional information concerning the levy onto those properties. But at this time, that's all I would have to report on that.
Thank you, Steve.
Also, we should receive our first franchise fee payment at the end of August.
Fantastic.
Hi, Brian.
Remember, don't share your dump card.
We can wait and see what that first payment will be. We're supposed to get, I guess, 13 installments. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
We won't put you on the spot, Brent. You can just stay there.
Any other committee comments?
No, that's
okay. Any public comments? Okay, item 11, director's comments.
My comments would be to just reiterate to everybody who has been helping with all the volunteer positions, and those of you tonight that have volunteered to help with future activities and tasks, we appreciate that. Wes and Leo, Stephanie, everybody put in time and in different ways, and so thanks to everybody for that. Steve, thanks for fighting the traffic to get here.
Yeah.
And always, of course, thank you so much for taking minutes at our meeting.
I don't
want
this job.
Very well. The pay is, the pay is not so hot. All right, future board meetings and agenda items.
Ms. President, I have one.
Okay.
There has been communication received from the Registrar of Voters office concerning conveying to the registrar the action that the board took at its first meeting regarding the staggering of your terms. Who has the 4-year terms? Who has the
3-year
terms? And so the registrar asked for a resolution. Now, if you recall, the board did not adopt a resolution. Rather, it was done by minute action. So further conversation with the registrar's office, we were able to get them to agree to accept approved minutes. So at some point in time, we would want to, and I hate to put the secretary on the spot on this, but at some point in time, we'll need to bring back draft minutes for the board to approve, and then once we have those approved minutes, we can send those over to the registrar's office, and they'll take care of all of your terms of office.
This is for the first 5 hours.
Yeah.
It was only 3 hours, 50 minutes.
I just have to add, somebody from the Wrightwood Property Association has some information, and I want to make sure it's in the minutes. I can have them to you tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
We don't need by tomorrow, just in time to put it out. Yeah.
We'll get it on the agenda. Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's all I can think of right now. Okay, we have recess for a closed session.
Are we scheduling the next?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry
about that.
Before you go, let me
go ahead.
Are we scheduling the next special meeting? Are we calling it? What are we doing?
That was my question.
I was looking at
the next regular. We'll wait.
The first meeting we have in August is not going to be a regular meeting because it'll be at the firehouse, not here, correct? Because this
we're not having any regular meetings until September 1st, right?
Okay.
September
5th. Okay.
Well, yeah. Calendar.
Okay, so anything between now and then is has to be scheduled. Okay.
Do we need to have a meeting based upon findings? Do we need to have a meeting based upon, Steve, your the tax roll? Do we have to have another one before August 11th, right? Is when we have to have the paperwork all turned in. So we should have a meeting at least next week?
I would probably suggest that we have a meeting in a week.
Do you have any estimate on when the insurance stuff is we're able to get that completed with? Because it seems like a couple things are pending. Insurance.
There's a lot of plates in the air. Yeah. it's. I mean, the insurance, I just hope to have it by the end of this week, but we're waiting for their underwriter. And as a person that's done a lot of insurance, or at least for me, it is just painfully slow, always.
Okay.
So it always takes longer than you think. I will pester them, though, believe me. You know, I will be on them. But I'll probably call them again tomorrow and see what's going on with their underwriter.
It seems to me that there are, at least from this agenda, that the open items are item number 4, this is insurance.
Yeah.
Item number 5, acceptance of real property interest.
Right.
And item number 6, the agreement with CSA 70. With respect to the real property interest, what is the board's wishes in evaluating the legal descriptions? Because I think that is important.
Yeah.
Because you know, with those deeds, it doesn't say parking lot, or it doesn't say this building. It has meets and bounds descriptions, and someone has to look at that to make sure that there's understanding of what you are acquiring.
Yeah, we need somebody to have ownership and take action on this thing.
Do we have a local person who would fit that description?
There's all kinds of real estate people, you know, and I know some in town, so.
I think Randy Ward can handle that.
Randy Ward could do that. Well, I mean, why don't I take the action and get it over to him and see what he thinks? We do that?
Yeah, and I think it would be good to talk to him also about title insurance, whether that's something
yeah.
that he would recommend.
Yeah, I'm thinking we really should get that title insurance, yeah.
And then on the agreement with CSA 70, I could follow up with county council on the rate issue, on the hourly rate issue to make sure that that's consistent with
okay.
what the understanding, with what Mr. Rigney had mentioned at the very first meeting.
Right. No. Yeah, number 6.
Steve, refresh my memory. Did we receive the CSA 70 contract?
Yes.
We did. It was my fault. I did okay. not properly circulate
no
it.
No problem. It's
but,
okay.
But I just did, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know if you didn't get it.
I suggest you moving forward on the agendas and the packet materials. And you know, the board president has a lot on his plate. And there's going to be some bumps in the road, and so my suggestion, in view of transparency, which I agree with that concept. In fact, the board agreed with adoption of the Sunshine Ordinance during first action. So as part of transparency, what I would suggest is that we've got email addresses, and when the agendas are emailed, that the backup materials also be emailed with it. And for the next time, there's nothing proprietary about those.
There's no reason not to, right?
So,
yeah, I can do that.
So the next time around, there would be the resolution of acceptance with all of the deeds so that everyone can see how it's written and how indecipherable it is from a legal description standpoint. One, and then you would have the CSA 70 agreement, we would have any documents that that the board president has received from SDRMA.
Yeah.
Perhaps we would also have the minutes as well. And
that's a good idea.
And then that'd be part of the email chain that gets sent out to everyone that's on the list.
I'm happy to spam everyone.
Thank you. That email chain can also be posted on the website with all the supplementary
stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not receiving that email. I haven't received it yet.
Okay.
President Zuber. But
that's because I didn't add us to the email list.
Oh.
So I will add the board.
Well, it'll get smoothed out. We're having a special meeting, so the agenda. It's also a function of the timing of the agendas. Agendas get posted 24 hours in advance, so there's already built-in crunch. It won't be that way once your regular meeting schedule is what's already established, but once it's implemented, because it those will require 72-hour notices. So all the backup materials and the agendas will be out for public consumption 72 hours in advance.
Yeah, it is going to take a little while to clear all this administrative junk we got.
Well, and you don't have a general manager. You're doing it on the fly without any staff. So.
Yes.
Do you have a question about the minutes for the special meeting? Do they have to be approved and signed by the board? I did do the minutes. They are ready. And I sent them over to President Zuber and I think maybe the vice president already. So do they have to be approved? And they do.
Those would be then once they're prepared. Once they're drafted, prepared, they would then.
They come on the agenda to be approved.
And they're approved publicly, and that would be part of the agenda.
Okay. Well, I'll get with you, and we'll figure out which ones need to go on there and get approved. I'll get them circulated, all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to the CSA 70 contract. I'm just mindful of the funds that we have, and I don't want to send you off on errands that we maybe don't need you to do, right?
Okay.
So if it says as a line item that she's $16 per hour in the contract that they sent us to, I don't think that there's any research that's needed on that, right?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't say that.
You refer it to another.
I know you know what you're doing.
No, I need all the help I can get.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. And that was my concern as well. Again, is that she would be paid by as an employee of CSA 70, she would be paid by CSA 70, and you would be paying the county pursuant to its fee schedule. And that is a document that the county controls.
And that's the thing that's in writing.
Okay.
Not
okay,
what
thank
Jeff,
you.
It doesn't go by what Jeff says, it goes by what's in the agreement.
So the bottom line is the next meeting will be held when?
A week.
So you gave an estimate that it would be
a week.
About hopefully by the end of the week for insurance. But
I hope so. But can we schedule something for next Tuesday and tentatively at least?
Mm-hmm.
What's the Natalie's usually got the schedule? Who's got the schedule for? Next Tuesday for this
office,
building.
Right, oh, it is? I don't have keys. Oh, is it open?
Yes.
It's open.
So that would be the 18th.
Natalie's usually quick with that schedule.
Just listening from the audience and going through all the things that have to happen at the next meeting. The scariest to me, outside of the insurance, is the dump card process, because you're going to be dealing with pure county people. I don't think they're going to be able to move as fast as me in 30 days, so that's got to be
it is.
I absolutely concur with that statement.
Yeah.
We are on
sleepless
the
nights. I've been having sleepless nights about that.
We did receive all the process from LA County Tax Assessor today.
Oh.
So we will.
Excellent.
We got it.
Wow. Okay.
Take care.
Nice.
Okay. Fire State Council.
John,
on the
18th next.
You guys are in the museum.
So in the museum, is there anything in the community building? Is the Quilt Guild?
Isn't this for the community building? The other one's for the museum?
Well, it's cut off. So it's
So, 9 players then. But there's actually, now that I see, there's 2 there. So yeah, this room is booked. It's open on Monday.
Yeah.
And that's it next week.
Monday's awful quick.
So, looks to me like the fire, the museum is open on the 20th, because the Lions Club would be in here, right?
Yeah, on Thursday.
No.
Well, okay, next Thursday, the Lions is at the museum. The following Thursday, the Lions is here.
Great. It cuts off, so I can't see that piece, so thank you.
So what's your
Thursday?
Let's do that.
I will be out of town, so
yeah, that's
I'm going to
leave
the dates up to you guys.
Yeah, okay.
Because I will be out of town, is there a way that should we check with Natalie? Can everyone hear me?
No, I talked to Natalie, and she just, it was just a temporary thing, the reason she's not here. So
but does she have scheduling conflicts at night? I just didn't know if she had.
No.
Okay.
No, she's good.
Okay.
What's the date?
The 20th.
Wait a minute. I'll keep refreshing. The Lions meeting's here on the third Thursday.
That's the third Thursday.
Okay.
But the museum's open.
The museum should be open.
Then the museum would be open. Yeah. Sorry. This Thursday is the museum.
Okay.
I will be unavailable.
Okay.
Not that the board can't meet. You can still meet without me, but...
Yeah.
He's got a report. 6:30 I have a board meeting in Hallidale. First and third Thursday.
What about Saturday?
What about, I mean, the Monday?
Monday, we were saying, was too fast.
I know.
What about Monday the 24th then?
Yeah, what about Monday the 24th?
Tuesday too soon?
There is no available space Tuesday. One group is here and one group is in the museum.
Well, at least we know our spaces are being used.
Yeah.
For free. Community service.
So does Monday the 24th work for everybody, or is that too long? Does that feel too long?
I think we can get a lot done during that. We better have a lot done by then.
Yeah.
I'll see.
Monday,
24th? Can you do the 24th?
Yeah. I can do the 24th. We are really cutting short on hoping we need to commit to LA.
Yeah, we gotta try to do we have to?
Or do we even need to submit? We don't need to submit.
No, I don't think we actually have to have a board resolution to submit something to LA County, right? Since the ad hoc committee has formed and it was part of our resolution to do this process, we don't actually have to have a board resolution, right?
Typically, yeah.
If it was part of the formation of the.
We require to place something on the property tax.
Okay.
We require a board action.
Can we have a later at night or something, or can we do something like that? Because Steve's right, this is really important.
So all the conflicts are going until Wednesday, at the museum. The group is only there until 8:00. Everybody else next week is going until 9 or 9:30. So AA has the building from 7 to 8, and.
Who has it from 7:00?
AA. The AA meeting.
So Wednesday the 19th, is that what you're saying?
And that would not be an instant transition because I'm pretty sure they've got stuff to clean up when we've been before and after them in the same building. So 8:30 would probably be the earliest you could get in there.
Can we go earlier? Is that just crazy? Can we go earlier?
Like 5?
Yeah. Can we go...
Can you have a cap on the end of your meeting?
That's okay.
That's doable. Okay, so it looks to me like the buildings are in use at 7:00.
Well, we could do it at 5.
So if you want to do it next Tuesday from 5 to 7.
Yeah.
Here. No, here. That would be, well, because all the commitments start at 7 o'clock, whether it's a museum or here. So
right.
I assume you prefer here.
Leo, can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stephanie?
Yes, I can.
Michelle, you're not here.
I'm sorry.
And I think Natalie can, right?
Sure.
She could probably. You just go ahead and vote for her. Tuesday.
I'll see.
Okay. So we're discussing Tuesday, July 18th at 5 p.m. at the Redwood Community Building.
Right.
At 5 o'clock?
At 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Steve, you okay with that? Okay. Try to be on this side of the hill.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
My apologies for jumping around. Back to item 9. Didn't have notes prepared earlier for it, but huge thanks to everybody that had a hand for the Mountaineer Days. In my opinion, and the group's opinion, I believe it was a success, and it was the 53rd annual. We even got the
wow.
Ring.
53rd.
Thank you, everybody. And like Leo, countless hours put in and everything else, it was a success. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, I think we'll have our recess for a closed session. So we got to kick it. We do it right here, and everybody has to go out. All right, we're back in session. There's nothing to report.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened on this day.
Right. Is there any more public comments?
Vicki Reinick again. I'd like to put it on the record that closed sessions be held prior to the public meeting. Thank you.
Well, there's two schools of thought on that. There's the I know the County of San Bernardino holds theirs before the meeting, so as part of the meeting, and so a lot of times I've attended their meetings, and you'll be sitting waiting for hours before the board will convene. But by putting it out at the end of the meeting, then that gives individuals an opportunity to leave if they feel that without missing any open session action. What Steele and Pinion Hills does is they have a closed session before the meeting, but it's agendized as two separate meetings. So they'll have a special meeting at 5 with a closed session only with the then and the adjournment, and then their regular meeting will start at 6. And so that's how they do it, by having the board meeting first. Typically, what you will see is the public will want to be there for all of the open session items where action is taken.
Right.
And then some stay for to see what is reported out of closed session. But more often than not, there's very few people that do. So that's why we're there.
Well, hopefully we don't have too many closed sessions. All right. Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck Franklin. On the closed session, was it something that you can't talk about or report, or there's nothing to report? Do you see the distinction?
There's nothing to report. The issue was, it's agendized as potential initiation of litigation, and there was no instruction given to initiate any litigation.
Okay.
There's nothing.
Before we wrap this up, I was just taking a look at the sign-up sheet for emails and such at the back. If you signed up and you have not already received an email, would you double-check with me before you leave just so I make sure I can read that I'm correctly reading everybody's emails? There's a couple that I'm not 100% sure about, and I want to make sure we get it right, because otherwise I don't have a way to contact you to follow up on it. So just see me if you are not yet getting info and would like to.
Okay, if there's nothing else, the meeting is adjourned.